You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. Now, you've been President of the United States. What do you do next? Well, if you're Bill Clinton, you write a thriller. He's the first former president to do so. He's teamed up with somebody to give him a little bit of help, the world's best-selling novelist James Patterson. And together they've written The President Is Missing, which draws on Clinton's experiences in the White House. The pair have been talking to our arts correspondent Rebecca Jones about the presidency, threats to democracy, and writing the novel.
There's an old saying, at least in American English, that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I'm an old dog and this is a new trick. I don't know. I love doing this.
Why would a former president of the United States want to write a thriller?
You know, I am a fan of Jim's and I love thrillers. I read huge numbers of them every year. And we'd met once before and I've always wanted to write a mystery. And he was willing and we started and that's what happened.
I remember when I was 8 or 9 years old, Eisenhower came to town. And I never forgot that. And then to have the opportunity to actually write a book with the president, I was in.
Tell me a little bit about the process of writing this book. How did that work?
We mostly traded paper back and forth. It's an agreement we made vigorously before we ever set out that this book would deal with things that could happen and it would be real. And we would not only try to get the physical details of the White House right, how the Secret Service protects the president, we really tried to make it as accurate as possible.
This book has more authenticity, even more than most of the memoirs, because in a memoir you have to pull punches.
What was the overwhelming message that you wanted to convey about what being President of the United States is like?
It's a job. This is real people doing real work. It matters. And the more the election process becomes truncated into very short sound bites, and the more people respond to the theater of it and the high or the low of it, the harder it is to remember sometimes that it has to be a job.
But it's not just an everyday job. It is a stressful job, and it's really, really, really important who we put in that seat of power.
So given the stresses that you describe, how good a job is Donald Trump doing?
Oh, I'm not going there.
Why?
I'm not going there. That's what you want to make this about. It's not about that.
The novel sees a fictitious commander-in-chief battling to save the United States and the rest of the free world from a devastating cyber attack. It's a plot, both men say, is all too plausible.
What's happening in North Korea is nothing compared to the threat of cyber terrorism.
I think it's something we're not doing enough to address. I hope and pray that this effort with North Korea succeeds. Not because I think North Korea is about to drop a nuclear bomb, because it would be the end of their country. They know that. The Dictators Club just likes to have nuclear weapons because they think nobody will mess with them. So it's an immediate threat. But this cyber threat could kill a lot more people in a lot less time just by shutting down things.
Do you think the resources should be moved away from the more traditional defenses into cybersecurity?
Well, some resources should. It's a lot cheaper dealing with this than it is building traditional hardware. To pretend that this is not a problem, that, oh, this is just part of a political campaign, is a great mistake.
But unless people are frightened about this, nothing will happen.
At one point, the president tells the Russians to stay out of our elections. Do you honestly think that the outcome of the 2016 election would have been different had the Russians not meddled in the outcome?
We don't know enough yet to know that. We can measure the impact of what the FBI director did at the end of the election. I mean, there's lots of data on that. But we don't yet know how much of what happened in Wisconsin and Michigan, for example, was homegrown, how much was interfered with, and in Pennsylvania and other places. But we ought to find out. We ought to find out everywhere. And the most important thing is, until we get this straightened out, every state should go to some sort of paper ballot system.
Is democracy at risk?
At the computer hacking convention that's held every year in Las Vegas, the governor of Virginia sent his voting machine and his expert, and it took them 6 minutes to hack it. So they went to paper ballots. And nobody complained about the election. And they were counted just as quickly. That should be done everywhere.
This is your first novel. Would you write another one?
Maybe. Let's see if people like this one. If it works and people like it, maybe we'll do another one. I don't know.
How much fun was it being the president again?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. I loved it the first time. I told somebody I was glad we had a 2-term limit, because otherwise I would have made them carry me out in a pine box or vote me out.
You can listen to more free content from Today by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.